and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
In Louisiana, employees from every industry enjoy equal air quality in the workplace. They're protected from the hazardous effects of breathing smoke at work, and that's a good thing because everyone deserves the same basic right to smoke-free air.
Some restrictions apply, not true for workers in bars or casinos in the state of Louisiana, including bartenders, cocktail waitresses, dealers, musicians, and all other employees. When we say equal, we mean just for some people.
Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all Louisiana workers. See the results of recent air quality testing in local bars and casinos at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network, and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, it's Monday, and we've got a fresh new week to get started. You know what? I was thinking this morning as I was driving in, like I always do, I was thinking how we can inspire you to feel better about Monday. And this is what I came up with. You know what? Sometimes our weeks are tough and hard. You know, we wait for the weekend. But if you had a tough and a hard week last week, Monday is a fresh new beginning. It's a fresh start. It's a way to get things done that you didn't get done last week. It's a chance to just start over. So, you know, we have to change our perception about what Monday looks and feels like. But we hope that you're going to have a great Monday, and all you got to do is just say it, believe it, and it'll happen no matter how things start to fall out on Monday. Just start confessing, I'm going to have a great Monday. It's going to be a great day. And you know what? We're starting off great already. We had an incredible weekend. We hope that you did as well. But before I tell you about the weekend, you know I got to remind you about those school buses and those school zones and those crossing guards that are standing out watching out for all of our kids. If you're traveling in this morning, slow down behind those buses. We encounter buses every single morning as we're dropping off to school as well. And we see some dastardly things sometimes on the road with people just getting frustrated with school buses. And you know what? We know that kids have got to get to school as well, and bus drivers are doing all that they can. We hear from them all the time telling us, you know what, kudos for shouting bus drivers out because they have a bunch of kids to try to get to school and get them there safely and on time. So please stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for those school buses and slow down. That's just the fact. You just got to slow down behind school buses. There's no other way around it. So, you know, the magic hour is 9 o'clock. Those school zones, well, they're in effect until 9 a.m. So please stay engaged, be careful, and get your Monday started off right. Well, you know, I was so excited to get back to tell you about our weekend. You know how I talk about us going fishing all the time. Well, this was a fishing weekend extravaganza because we started fishing early Saturday morning, and I was saying to DC this morning, I said, you know what? Staying in the bed on Saturday is overrated. It was absolutely a gorgeous weekend, DC, and it started off on Saturday before daylight, and we got out, we got to the lake, and you know what? It was the biggest haul that the Christmas fishermen have had yet. And so the first day, DC, the captain of the ship, captain of the boat, tracked down those fish. What am I trying to call them? Rachels. Those big, bull brim. Yeah. And so we had, DC said they're big ones. And we really, really had a good time. And you know, it's great to see so many families out on the water, and it's great to see so many people out and about. We had a great time on Saturday, and we fished, as I said, early Saturday morning, and we got off the water relatively early, and then from there, we went down to the country, to Big Cane.
Big Cane.
Big Cane.
Saint Germain territory.
Saint Germain territory. Well, you know what, Darlene and Maurice Saint Germain, we have deemed you guys the hostess with the mostest. I mean, we went down to their house, D.C., in the country.
Absolutely.
And I have been trying to find words, Darlene, to describe your place since we left. And this is what I've come up with, because everybody who knows me knows that I love words. Darlene, it is a hacienda. It is, D.C., a hacienda.
And what is a hacienda?
A hacienda is a large, beautiful estate. And it was absolutely like walking out of the country into Mexico. It's absolutely
palm trees and all.
It was absolutely majestic.
Yes, it was.
And you know what? This is what I want to say about Darlene's party. And for many of you who know, Darlene is the owner of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services.
And a proud sponsor of On Point Talk with Carlette Chris.
Absolutely. But what I love about Darlene, I think the most, Darlene, and I hope you're listening, and I know you are, is that not only is she a proponent for her community and being about helping others, but she is one of those people that is the change that she wants to see. So the weekend of Jazz on the River, we all went out to dinner. DC and I and Darlene and Maurice and Charvette and Ananias.
Robinson.
And so we all went out to dinner and we were talking about so many different things. And we were all talking about weight and how important our weight is and how we're trying to get healthy.
Right.
And she said, and I think she's okay with me sharing that she's a diabetic. And she said, you know, she is a diabetic and she really is concerned about her weight as well. And many of our friends have diabetes and just health issues because of weight. And so instead of just talking about it, she wants to be about it. And so not only did she start Zumba down in Bunky, but she got together. What do you think? You figure it was probably about 30 people at her party?
I know, it was more than that. It was closer between 40 and 50 people there.
I mean, it was a huge gathering at her house. And it was really to encourage people about health and fitness and losing weight and getting healthy.
Yeah, being about it.
Being about it. And in the meantime, we had great food, healthy food, great...
Excellent choices.
Great fellowship and just an amazing time. So Darlene and Maurice Saint Germain, we want to thank you guys for including us in just really showing us not only one more time about how you're all about change and all about helping the community, helping your friends and the people that you're concerned about to get healthy. And we're going to tell you more about what she's doing a little bit later down the road. But you know what? It was an amazing weekend. And then after we finished fellowshipping with Darlene and her family and friends, well, let me just say, DC, I want to send a shout out to some of the people that were
shouts.
First of all, we gotta shout the cooks out.
Oh man, Pat and Richard. Oh man, they put it down.
Hey, Pat and Richard, I hope you guys are listening, because when he said your name, big old huge smile.
They put it down.
They put it down.
Darlene and Maurice they put together, assembled a team of grillsmen that really knew how to grill.
Yeah. And healthy choices.
Richard Malvo.
And they had
Pat.
And they had quail. Now, you guys know I don't eat meat, but boy.
Pat from Palmetto.
Hey, the quail was what? Was it off the chain?
Oh, the quail was off the chain as well. The steaks were off the chain. The quail was off the chain. And yesterday they were doing more sausage. They were making it.
Well, you know what? We would have been there for the sausage, Darlene, except for, you know what? We went fishing again.
Yeah.
But also, we want to give a big shout out to Miss Elaine. She works at the VA. She said she listens to the show every morning. Elaine, it was my great pleasure to meet and visit with you. I so enjoyed you. And she said, you know what? That picture on the truck just does not do you justice. She said, you don't look a thing like that picture on the truck.
Wow.
That's what I said. She said, you look really thick on that truck. So I said, well, it's all good. She said, it's all good. Also, we met Miss Cynthia Baker, who also works at the VA, and we want to send her a shout out. But what about Rodney O?
Rodney O and his twin brother Snoop from Mansour, Louisiana. We had the opportunity to sit and talk with them. And Rodney O said he listens to the show every day.
Every day. Rodney O, we appreciate you, and that blesses us more than you
and
can.
And Snoop. And I don't know why they were at the event. Snoop, I told him I was trying to get down to his side.
And so both of them were, somebody texted in and said, stop, you're making me so hungry. Well, I'm going to tell you what, it was.
Darlene and Maurice knows how to put it
down. And if you know anything about folk from the country, they can just downright cook.
Flat out put it out there.
And so we had a good time. And I want to say a big shout out to Cherie. And she's probably on the road. She's also from the Big Cane area. And she said she listens to the show every morning as well. And for every person that comes up to us, DC, and says, you know what, they listen to the show and it makes their morning just a little bit better, it blesses us more than we could say.
Absolutely, man. It just, it really does. And we were in a different part of the country because normally we're around these parts, you know, bunkying up back this way. And so to go a little bit farther south.
Because we had never been to Big Cane. We passed through and seen the sign.
Absolutely, and we got lost on the way.
Can you believe we got lost? We've been living here our whole lives. We got lost.
But we had never been to Big Cane.
But you know what? I cannot, Darlene.
Beautiful country.
I cannot talk enough about your hacienda. Yesterday when I was laying in the boat and I was just thinking about it, it is just a place of peace and serenity.
It absolutely is, and I didn't want to leave.
Great food and great peace.
And great people.
And great people.
They are absolutely excellent hosts.
And so thank you guys for having us. We had an absolutely fabulous time, and there were so many other people there, and it was great meeting you, great visiting with you. And again, thank you for including us, because we had a really, really great time.
Absolutely.
And so let me tell you guys, changing gears a little bit, what's coming up. You know, we've been telling you for quite some time that we were going to introduce you to Lilly Ledbetter. And, you know, one of the things that I do a lot is I read a lot of books. And we try to bring you the best information, the best people. And we try to bring you these stories because we believe that each story will inspire the next story. And Lilly Ledbetter, her book is called Grace and Grit, My Fight for Equal Pay and Fairness at Goodyear and Beyond. And as I sat in the boat yesterday, because it was hot out there yesterday, and I just kind of reviewed the notes and reviewed the book, I just thought, wow, how Lilly Ledbetter had really sacrificed so much for equal pay for women. And it's a story that you just absolutely don't want to miss. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, do you see we didn't tell people how many fish we caught? What?
Both days we probably caught about 80.
About 80?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, guys. We had an incredible weekend. And to see a 12-year-old engaged and having fun on the lake and being in nature, seeing alligators, we saw alligators and rabbits, and just being at one with nature is absolutely incredible. Y'all, it's Monday.
Yeah.
It's April 30th, and we want your week to get started right. If you're listening, you're on point, everybody. And we're going to be back right after this. Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday Extraordinary Banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Arlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Dillard's Alexandria.
Remember, it's Mother's Day. We're upon the holiday. And they have got so many new items, new vendors, new merchandise at Dillard's. You got to stop by Dillard's Alexandria. Also, get to a better financial, on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. Carol can help you to work out your retirement. She can help you to see where you are financially and help you to get on the right financial path. The number to phone Carol Kinder is 318-448-8600. Red River Bank. And then we want you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are in Bunkie and Avoyelles Parish to serve you. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Great food, great warmth, great fun, but most importantly, great friendliness. Capital One Bank, investing for good. And also Brian Kubero and Associates. You'll see his billboards all over Central Louisiana. If you've been done wrong, get it right with Brian Kubero and Associates. The number to phone is 318-253-0900. And Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinla one heartbeat at a time. Now, before we bring Lily up, I just want to say a couple more things about the weekend. And as summer is rapidly approaching, y'all, it is getting hot out there and the sun is beaming down, especially if you're in direct exposure to the sunlight. And I just want to remind every single person that you can get burned by the sun. It doesn't matter what your skin color and tone is, the sun burns. And so the thing that I want to remind everybody about, especially people who are working outdoors, is the importance of sunblock. And a lot of people don't believe it, but the sun is dangerous. It's beautiful. We love the beautiful sunny days, but you've got to protect yourself with sunscreen. And that's really, really critical to being outside. And so we made sure that we stayed slathered down with sunscreen because it's just really hot. And even sometimes with sunscreen, you can still burn, but it's better to protect your skin from the sun, especially if you're going to be out there for a long time like what we were. But, you know, I just want to say that the lake is absolutely beautiful. And I said to DC that staying in bed on the weekends is so overrated because I promised myself that Sunday after church, I would not, because we did go to church on Sunday morning, but I was not going to go fishing again. And so then I said, you know what, it's just too beautiful a day to just be inside. And sometimes, you know how I say all the time that the mind is a powerful tool and you can have what you say? Well, when you begin to tell yourself, DC, all the time that you're tired, then your body begins to manifest that. And so you really have to be careful what you're saying. And sometimes just getting out and getting active and getting out of the house will make you feel better. And so many people are just, as you look around, people are just out and about on the weekends enjoying. And I think if you really just enjoy your weekend, it just, I know for me, it gives me so much vigor and energy to get my week started. You know, April is over. Kids are about to be out of school, and so we're going to be shifting gears, many of us, because we're going to have our kids at home, and we're going to try to tell you about things that are going to be coming up for the summer and for our kids to keep them active. But, you know, last week, they were asking people to get away from the TV, get away from the computer screen, get away from the video games, and even the cell phones. And sometimes we have to just create things to do, things that will bring us together as a family and help us to become more active. And sometimes you can do those things at a minimal cost. And there's always lots going on, and we're going to try to keep you on point about what's happening in and around your area so that we can get our kids engaged and start them to talking. I'm going to tell you, Deuce loves fishing more than anything I could imagine. We wake him up at DC wakes him up at about 5 o'clock in the morning, and he's ready to go. So I just want to encourage families, get out, get involved, get engaged with your kids, and it brings families together. But now, Lily Ledbetter. She's written this book. It is an incredible book, and we hope that, especially women, that you will really get the gist of what she has done here. And as I said earlier, as I was thinking of Lily and thinking of her story and how much she went through to bring about the Lily Ledbetter Fair Pay Act of 2009, it's just unbelievable. And let me just give you a little bit background. In 1998, Lily Ledbetter stood up when she discovered that she was earning 20% less than her male colleagues for the same work. Her courage inspired the first bill that President Obama signed when he became president, and the bill was entitled the Lily Ledbetter Fair Act of 2009. And so the courage of her story, one woman at the center of a historic discrimination case, it inspired the Lily Ledbetter Fair Pay Act restoration, her fight for equal rights in the workplace, and how her determination became a victory for this nation. It was an incredible story. It is an incredible book. And we have waited a long time. Lily has literally traveled the world over, inspiring those women that are being paid less than our male counterparts. And so I've got so many statistics that are going to just rock your mind. And it's going to really make you ponder really how women are working in the same work environment as our male counterparts. And we're getting so much less. And, you know, when you think about the same work for less pay, it's really very disconcerting. It's a conversation that we all need to have, we all need to be aware of, and we need to listen to this woman's story because it is nothing less than incredible. I've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to bring up Lily Ledbetter. We're back right after this, everybody. You're on point.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, Your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence.
Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of The Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, you know I've been telling you for quite some time that we were going to have Miss Lily Ledbetter on point, and I've told you a little bit about who she is. Before we went to break, and I just want to give you a little bit more background so you can really understand why Miss Lily has worked so hard and continues, even as we speak, to work hard in fight of equal pay and fairness for women in the workplace. Miss Lily Ledbetter was born in a house without running water or electricity in a small town called Possum Trot, Alabama. She knew that she was destined for something more. And in 1979, Miss Lily applied for her dream job at Goodyear Tire Factory. And really, that was the beginning. That was the beginning of what we now know to be the Lily Ledbetter Fair Pay Act of 2009. We welcome Miss Lily Ledbetter to the OPT Network for the very first time. Miss Lily, good morning and welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Miss Lily is... you're an activist, you're a speaker, you're an author, and you're just an all-around woman that supports issues concerning fair pay for women. The book is called Grace and Grit, My Fight for Equal Pay and Fairness at Goodyear and Beyond. I want to rewind, Miss Lily, back to 1979. Well, even further back than that, because coming from Possum Trot, Alabama, And reading your story about working in the cotton fields, I want to talk about how that inspired you to want to get better.
Those cotton fields, having to pick cotton in the fall, and it's so hot, and you know, in your hands, I was young, and my hands were tender, and they were just picked to death by those cotton bolls and bleeding, and you know, I just knew that I shouldn't have to do this, and this was extremely hard work, and you'd pick and pick, and you'd just be, you know, perspiring, and the bugs would be around you, and you couldn't hardly make any money. I mean, it's just so discouraging when you saw how little you made. And that determined me that I was going to do something with my life and get as much education as I possibly could and to go as far as I could in life, and it certainly would not be in a cotton field.
Wow. And then so this opportunity comes up in around 1979 where Goodyear is hiring.
That's true. They were hiring, and I had in the previous job being with H&R Block in the accounting and tax preparation business, I had learned a lot about the jobs in Goodyear, and that plant had been built in 1929. I'd never wanted a job there until they built the radio division, but I knew that radial tires were the way of the future, and mm-hmm. I wanted to be a part of that, and they were implementing a team concept for managers, and I knew that that would be something that would promote good production and quality and environment to work in.
And so... as one of the first women who was hired, and this was all part of a new program that Goodyear was rolling out to bring women into the fold of supervisory positions, talk about going through the process and the hell, the literal hell, that you faced at Goodyear.
Well, the main reason, I believe, was there had been so few women. And, of course, in a manufacturing environment, when work gets monotonous or boring, any woman, regardless probably of what she looked like or whatever, would create an interest. But the language had, you know, the men had mm-hmm. always been accustomed to no women.
Right.
And so it was really hard there, but the language didn't bother me as long as it was not directed at me. I could kind of let that go. But the propositions, a lot of them was actually, I would have been disappointed had I not gotten any. But when they got out of hand, when my superiors, mm-hmm. when my boss was evaluating me, and he said, look, if you will meet me at the Ramada Inn, you will be rated at the top.
Mm.
But if you don't, you'll be at the bottom. Well, that caught me off guard because I had not been in my job that long mm-hmm. and that many years, a couple of years maybe. And I didn't know what to do, so I just got up and left. I excused myself and mm-hmm. left. Next day, I asked him about finishing the evaluation, and he said, oh, no. You're at the bottom. Yours is over.
Mm.
And then later they signed me to a man that that's all. He started the morning conversation with you'll be my next woman. And mm-hmm. and finally he just got so desperate about it that and telling me about his sex life. And I said, look, all I want to do is do my job and go home.
Wow.
And he just would not turn it off. And later he got to where he was putting his hands touching me in inappropriate ways and places and making other bold statements mm-hmm. about my underwear, what I didn't have on or what I did have on.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got down, you will go down and have sex with me or you won't work here come next week. And that's when I called the EEOC back in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And all I asked was to give me my other job back and move me away from this man. And after an investigation that the Equal Employment Commission did, then they moved me back on my other job and away from this man. And that's all I asked for in the beginning. But Goodyear was supporting the man because mm-hmm. they said he'd been there for 30 years and I'd only been there a short time. Because this is what happens to women. And this is why I continue in my fight and my battle today to be a spokesperson for them. Mm-hmm. If they speak up or speak out or even ask a question, they're become as the troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And it ruins their career. They're starting mm-hmm. to be looked at in a different light. And this is not right. We should be able to ask for some assistance or a little help mm-hmm. without this retaliation, but you cannot.
And then not only that, Ms. Lilly, when you filed the initial complaint at the EEOC, your life got even worse at Goodyear.
Oh, yes, yes. But I continued to work. I gave me my job back, and I sort of turned around, and I worked even harder than I ever had before. And I tried to cover my bases, and also I gained a mentor. I had one that was super, super helpful to me and helped give me advice and helped me continue to grow in my job. And then in the early 90s, when Gadsden started up a light truck radio division, they handpicked four managers, and I was one of those four. That was quite an honor.
Mm-hmm.
That was just outstanding. And then in 95 or 96, they gave me a top performance award based on the year that I had in production and quality,
mm-hmm.
absenteeism and safety program,
mm-hmm.
and following through on everything that I was supposed to do. And that was an outstanding for me. And then when we had to go from being supervisors to area managers and go to engineering school, my grade, I finished second mm-hmm. out of over 150 people in management, and a lot of those were my superiors. I was called in and congratulated simply because I surprised them by being a woman and finishing second in pipe fitting, electrical wow. work, and maintenance, and general maintenance. And then when we took over the craftspeople on our shift, on my shift,
mm-hmm.
I had that responsibility because of my grade and knowledge in that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Ms. Lilly, the story gets even tougher. We've got to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you how the story unfolds. You got to stay on point. We're back right after this.
Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are your finances giving you a heartache? A free financial checkup from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is the cure. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is giving away free financial checkups through April 15th. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for your free financial checkup. You'll have the opportunity to sit down with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's money doctors to carefully examine your credit and let them help you find the best financial treatment for you. Call us at 473-4562. Get one-on-one advice concerning a healthy debt-to-income ratio and get simple budgeting advice. There's no cost, no obligation, no pressure. Come into Heart of Louisiana Credit Union for a free financial checkup now through April 15th.
The credit union with a heart.
Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
This evening, happy hour is happening all over Louisiana, and the crowd is going to be smoking.
When we say smoking, it's because Louisiana bars and casinos are the only places in our state where workers are forced to breathe the hazardous effects of secondhand smoke. When we say happy hour, we really mean unhappy hour. Restrictions on breathing clean air apply.
Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all Louisiana workers. Get information on smoke-free venues and events at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, we are joined by author, activist, speaker, Lily Ledbetter. And in 1998, for those of you who don't know, Lily Ledbetter stood up when she discovered she was earning 20% less than her male colleagues for the same work. Her courage has inspired millions and continues to inspire us. Lily, good morning and welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, Ms. Lily, I want to fast forward to 1998 after you had been rewarded in 96 Top Performance Awards. But, you know, and we're telling the story relatively quickly because we don't have a lot of time. But the hellish nightmare that you went through to get to 2009 is just, it's almost incredulous. That's how hard the story is to read and to hear. But in 1998, let's talk about what happened when you got that infamous note that we now know in your mailbox at Goodyear.
I got that note and I saw those four names. We each, the three white males and me, we had the same job. And I saw those four salaries and I could not believe it. Between my salary and those three, there was 40% difference because the highest paid mm-hmm. one was base pay was $59,000 plus per month, and the other two was $59,000 and $58,000, mm-hmm. and mine was $44,000.
And so for
that's
people,
just the base pay. See, we got overtime too,
right?
Time and half and double and triple, and that was the first thought that went through my mind: how much money I had lost in my overtime and the difference in my pay and theirs.
And so for people who don't know this story, you got a letter, a little note in your mailbox. It was put there anonymously by someone that gave a list of what you were making, but then what your male counterparts were making as well. And so when you get that note and you look at it and you really calculate what has happened here, what's your thought at that moment?
Well, the first thought I had was my overtime. And then the next thought was, this also affects my retirement, my contributory retirement, my 401k, and my Social Security. I thought about letting it go because I was 2 years away from retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that once I started, I'm not a quitter. I would not quit, and I would be in it for at least 8 years. And these cases are extremely hard on individuals, and it's hard on their families.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it would be costly, but it goes back to that Southern bringing up mm-hmm. that I had. This was not right. This was not the law. I had been cheated, and my family had, and we had had some rough years trying mm-hmm. to figure out how the mortgage would be paid and put food on the table, make the car payment, pay the dentist bill,
mm-hmm.
and college tuition.
And so now you get the note, and you take it home to your husband, Charles, and you just lay it out on the table, and you say, look at this. Now, when you guys really, really sit down together, and you think of the magnitude of what has happened to you over all these years, what is that conversation like about what you guys will do next?
It was short. I told him, I said, I must file a charge with the Equal Employment Commission unless you object. And I can tell you, if I start, we will be mm-hmm. in this 8 years. He
wow.
said, what time do you want to leave?
Charles was Lily's husband, and he was just really amazing through all of this. And so then you guys get in the car, and you go down to, is it Birmingham?
Birmingham, 75 miles from where we live.
And then you tell your story to the lady there and talk about what happens next.
They did an investigation in about 9 months. The investigator called. He said, you've got one of the best cases we've ever seen, but we're short-handed and we're backlogged. You probably would get to federal court faster with your own attorney. And I found a young attorney with a large firm in Birmingham, Alabama, John Goldfarb. He,
mm-hmm.
I presented what I had to him. He took my case. The book says pro bono, but it was basically a contingent
mm-hmm.
basis, which
mm-hmm.
is the same thing.
Right.
His firm, had we won and got the money, he would have gotten 50%, they would have, of
wow.
what I got.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, once I got that note, from that time I saw those numbers and all of those thoughts from years past
mm-hmm.
came rushing through my mind, it was not about the money. It was about what is right and what is the law.
Mm-hmm.
Is this right or is it wrong? It was right. And I believe that if anything is right, it will come true to be taken care of one way or another.
Absolutely. And then so the fight is on. It begins. And there's no easy fight because now Goodyear feels like, you know, somehow you're not justified. You shouldn't be justified in filing this lawsuit against them.
That's right. They said I was a poor performer, but it's like one of the female senators from California during the federal hearing and before the Senate. She said, why did they keep her for 20 years?
Right.
She said, when I ran a business, I had a poor performer. I got rid of them. And she said, I suspect they would do too. And then they said they wished I had come to them first.
Hmm.
I did. My boss told me that I was listening to too much BS
mm-hmm.
from the men.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no other place to go. The only place I had to go was the federal government Equal Employment Commission, and they heard my case, the interviewer, the investigator, and we got to federal court, a federal jury of my peers
mm-hmm.
in my home county, heard my case in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
We did not get to federal court until 5 years later. And when the jury came back on Friday afternoon, the foreman said, we find in the plaintiff's favor $3.8 million.
Mm.
I couldn't believe it. But a white woman can only get, there's a cap for me, I could only get $300,000.
Wow.
And back pay, an individual can only get, anybody, 2 years back pay. Our opponents to the Ledbetter bill said, oh, women might work 30 years and use this like a savings
mm.
plan. Why would you? Because you need the money when you're working. You don't need it years down the road. And this is not a sure thing, and there's not any big money in a case like this. Read the papers. Read the reports.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the statistics. There's not big money in a case like this, not even if you get a settlement. And I spent money out of our savings. I stayed in this and worked it for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
It actually took me 9 years to get my final verdict. And by the time I got to the Supreme Court in November of 2006, my husband 2 weeks earlier had the left side of his face removed
mm-hmm.
and skin off his right leg grafted there because of cancer. And that was his third cancer. And then when I got back to Alabama, he had to have 34 radiation and chemo
mm-hmm.
treatments, which later caused strokes, and then he eventually died in December of 2008. He
mm-hmm.
never lived to see the bill be passed, but he knew it would.
Wow. Miss Lilly, with all that said, and I would encourage every woman to read the book, because as I said to you during the break, as I sat and pondered on the book and all that you went through, and losing Charles, and even your own health suffering through the process. When we come back from break, I want you to talk about what's the biggest lesson that you've learned through this journey. Let's take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Boyle's Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSell with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Lily Ledbetter. The book is called Grace and Grit, My Fight for Equal Pay and Fairness at Goodyear and Beyond. And one of the things, Miss Lily, that I want to talk about before we talk about the end of the journey is when you went to the Supreme Court, it was defeated 5-4. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Chief Justice, dissented. I want you to talk about that moment.
She read that dissent from the bench that day, every word of it, loud and clear. I was not there to hear her when they gave the verdict. I was not there because we went in November. We didn't get the verdict until May of 07. But Linda Greenhouse with the New York Times called, and she said, if I could have been there, I probably would have been so elated I wouldn't even realize I had lost hearing her read. Mm-hmm. But she said these five justices do not understand what it's like in the real world. Mm-hmm. You don't stand around a water cooler discussion. Your pay, even if you knew you were making a little less, doesn't mean it's discrimination. But Justice Alito, who was freshly added to the bench as a justice, he read the opinion. And he didn't say I wasn't discriminated against. He said I waited too long.
Right.
I should have filed my charge the first paycheck I got, even though I didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not what the law had been. It had always been, if you were still getting a check, which is known as paycheck accrual rule,
mm-hmm.
and found out you were being discriminated against, you had 180 days from that moment to file your charge. That was what the law was meant to be. It had always been the precedent. And when they made that ruling, that changed not only the precedent, but it changed the law. And that's why Justice Ginsburg told Congress, she said, it's up to you to change this back. The ball is in your court. And you should pick it up and change this great injustice back and make a correction.
And I think it's apropos here to add that only six times before, in 13 terms on the court, had Justice Ruth Ginsburg found it appropriate to underscore her dissent by reading a summary of it out loud in the courtroom. Only six times. So, you know, you are just blazing trails, Lily, everywhere. And then so you go, you get defeated, and then at some point you meet then Senator Obama. Let's talk about and fast forward to how all that happens and the bill is actually passed.
That was a great opportunity in my life. I was in Washington for the vote in the Senate, and he and Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton at the time were campaigning against each other, and they each had asked me to endorse them, and I had stayed neutral because I was going to Washington talking to the Republicans, because we had Democratic support, but we needed a few more Republicans. And this bill was co-sponsored by Republicans. That is very important for people to know, because this was not Democratic or Republican.
Right.
It was civil rights. It was a bipartisan bill. And I was in Washington for that vote, and I met Senator Hillary Clinton that night, because each one of those two people came back off the campaign trail. And I met both of them. In fact, the photo of President Obama and myself ran in the Washington Post paper the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And then he invited me to come to Denver to speak at the Democratic Convention, prime time, before Senator Warner from Virginia and Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton. And I walked out on that stage that evening, not endorsing him. I did it like Ron Reagan did for John Kerry.
Mm-hmm.
But I got caught up in that audience, and I could see the tears of the faces I could see, and the men were saying, yes, we can.
Mm.
And I walked off that stage, and that reporter said, and when did you endorse Obama? I said, right now. Because I knew I had to get on his bandwagon, so to speak, and get him elected to get this bill passed, because there is a commercial you can still see running on YouTube from 4 years ago where John McCain said, women's problems, we did not have enough education or training. If we had it, we could make more money and be paid more. But I thought about the medical doctor in New York that had two lawsuits, one against the hospital, one against the university, because both places was not paying her what they should, only half what they paid the white males. And I thought about the doctors, the women who hold doctorates in universities, making half what the men are made. I knew that wasn't true, and it's not true today. One of the men on the morning shows yesterday tried to say women are making it more money than men are. No. No, the statistics are out there. You go by anywhere you want to and talk to a varied group. They are still underpaid.
Absolutely.
We don't see many women at the top. We don't see many women on boards, and we don't see many people in women in Washington.
Absolutely. And Ms. Lilly, you know, all that said, and I would just encourage, especially women and even men, to read this book, Grace and Grit. But as I sat back and I pondered, because I read the book from cover to cover, your journey, the hardships, and how you have literally been a trailblazer for women and for fair pay, what is the most critical lesson that life has taught you on this journey?
The most critical lesson is that our families across this great nation is what makes it strong. I knew that. I've known that forever. But the problem is there's so many injustices that's taken our basic families down. That's why I would ask that the men and the women read this book, mm-hmm. because it's not just the Ledbetter story. It belongs to every family. It touches you one way or another. And the men, they've got mothers and wives and sisters and daughter-in-laws who are working. But the lesson I learned with this, when the outcry and the outpouring and a headline read, I struck a nerve when this verdict came out. The outpouring across the nation and support was unbelievable. And the people have stayed with me, and that's how we're making a difference. It's slow, but we are making headway. Mm-hmm. And with the president that we have today, that has helped. But what I did learn, one person can start a battle, but to win the war, you need a lot of like-minded people to win that war. And that's what I learned, and that's why what I'm so passionate about, because it will continue to make a difference for our young people and our families across this nation.
Absolutely. And it's important to note, Ms. Lilly, that even though you got that $3.8 million verdict, you didn't see a dollar, really, of that money.
Never. I've never gotten a dime. In fact, I've spent money, and I still continue to do so today. But it's worth it, and people have been so good to me. I've had clothes bought for me. I've had things donated. Mm-hmm. I may go somewhere to do a speech or something, and I may find rolled up $100 bill somewhere.
Wow.
That somebody has stuck in my pocket or my jacket. And we got to make a difference for our American family.
Ms. Lilly, before I got to let you go, and this is the very last question, what would Charles, your husband, what would he have said right now?
Oh, he would have said, I knew it would pass. I knew that this would happen. This outcry in my life today is so drastically different. But it was one person made this statement to me that I respected a great deal. He said, you know, God had a different plan for you than you did. And that's exactly right. And that's probably what Charles would have said, because he was so very religious.
Absolutely. Ms. Lilly Ledbetter, first of all, let me just say thank you on behalf of Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, and all of our online listeners. Thank you for being the change in women for equal pay that you wanted to see, not only in word, but in deed, and you're still on the battlefield. Thank you on behalf of all of the women and the men in this network. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us, Ms. Lilly.
Thank you, and God bless you and all your listeners.
Absolutely. We've got to take a quick break here. Hang on for me 1 second, Ms. Lilly. We've got to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. and the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Hello, I'm Carrie Griffin Broussard with the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living, and I would like to say thank you to Carlet Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight for a smoke-free Louisiana. Thank you for being an advocate for change.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. I tell you what, if you have just listen to Lily's story, you've got to pick the book up. Her name is Lily Ledbetter. The book is called Grace and Grit, My Fight for Equal Pay and Fairness at Goodyear and Beyond. And in 1998, Lily left Goodyear when she found out that she was making 20, in some cases, even 40% less than her male counterparts. And the first piece of legislation that President Obama signed as president was entitled the Lily Ledbetter Fair Act of 2009. And, you know, we've seen Miss Lily all over the national media, and her publicist reached out to our team, and it's a story that we just absolutely felt like we wanted to tell. And as we were researching equal pay, this is what we found in Louisiana. And this is not the first time that we've talked about it, but it is staggering that in Louisiana, the median pay for women working full-time year-round is $30,600 per year, while the yearly pay for a man doing the same work full-time is $45,524 per year. And this means that women are paid 67 cents for every dollar paid to men, amounting to a yearly gap of about $14,924 between full-time working men and women in this state. These statistics are according to the National Partnership for Women and Families, and women of color experience even greater disparities, if you can believe that. Latinos working full-time in Louisiana are paid just 60 cents for every dollar paid to all men, which amounts to a difference in about $18,333 per year. Now get this, African-American women are even worse than that, being paid just 53 cents on the dollar, or $21,536 less than all men per year. And I'm going to tell you, after we read the book, after we looked at the statistics, this is a conversation that we need to have. The reason why I think it's critical to read the book is not just for women, but for men who, I don't think that the sort of abuse that Miss Lily went through, I hope that that's not happening today, but it's happening in a way that is a lot more covert, I think. And when we look at the disparities in the numbers, it is absolutely unacceptable. Nationally, women working full-time year-round are paid just, this is nationally, are paid just 70 cents for every dollar paid to all men. African-American women, again at the bottom, are paid 62 cents, and Latinos are paid 54 cents for every dollar paid to white or non-Hispanic men. So what this says, ladies, is that we've got a lot of work to do. There are about nearly 300,000 households in Louisiana are headed by women. 37.1%, or 109,000, almost 110,000 households, live below the poverty level. Eliminating the wage gap would provide much needed income to women whose salaries are so critical and so important to women and to their families. That's why this conversation and this book are so critical. And let me tell you, I was talking to Miss Lily during the break, and she's been on this battlefield, y'all, for a long time. And yesterday, as I sat pondering the book and looking at all the people that she's met and looking at all the things that she's done, and I asked her during the break, was it all worth it? Her mother, she had a very poor relationship with her mother. She wasn't able to go to college because they didn't have the money. But she was just as smart as she could be. And that shows in all of her work and all of the times that she did get accolades at Goodyear and should have gotten accolades but didn't, simply because she was a woman, that we have a lot of work to do. And I said to Miss Lily, I said, we speak about this word called possibility every single day. Not only has Lily Ledbetter, Southern woman from Possum Trot, Alabama, traveled around this world. She's traveled around nationally, internationally, telling her story and raising awareness about the inequality that we face every single day. We still have work to do. These are the stories that we hope will provoke you to think differently, provoke you to stop just talking about change and be change. It can happen in each and every one of us if we just continue to stand for what we believe in, open up our mouth, put our hand to the plow, and get to work. It is always our great pleasure to bring you such incredible people like Lily Ledbetter. Again, I got to tell you about the book. It's called Grace and Grit, My Fight for Equal Pay and Fairness at Goodyear and Beyond. We're out of time. I'm getting that rap signal. Thank you guys so much for spending the very best part of your Monday morning with us right here on the official OPT network. We do. We love you so much. But God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. Don't forget. Be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. We hope that you have a very pleasant Monday, and we'll see you right back here on Tuesday.
been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m.